after 32. You're good right now. 50 looks great, headed towards the Bay Bridge. Two-way traffic on the westbound span. TOP Traffic Center. It's presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
And now to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
After seeing temperatures today, anywhere between 87 and 91 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be a little less intense on the heat, and we're tracking our next rain chances. This evening, we'll have some scattered clouds around the area. Temperatures by morning in the 60s. Tomorrow afternoon, anywhere between 85 and 89 degrees, with showers after 7 p.m. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now in Tysons, it's 76, Waldorf 73, L'Enfant Plaza 77. Some parts of the area could fall into the 60s overnight.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sokas. Coming up tonight, we have breaking news with a fourth police officer killed after being wounded in a shootout that started as police tried to issue a warrant in eastern Charlotte, North Carolina. Also to come, the latest from day five of protests on the George Washington University campus.
Two teenagers have been arrested for the mass shooting in a Greenbelt park. I'm Dick Uliano.
Was an emergency youth curfew at National Harbor able to keep crime in check over the weekend? We'll look at the latest data. 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A fourth law enforcement officer has died and several others are wounded after trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina. CBS's Dave Malkoff has more.
After a three-hour standoff, officials cleared the residence and two people found inside were brought in for questioning.
Today's an absolute tragic day for the city of Charlotte.
Neighbor Tyler Wilson said the shootout lasted for 30 minutes.
There was shots ringing left and right. We had SWAT and U.S. Marshals set up snipers in our bedrooms.
The warrant being served was for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon.
And the subject of the warrant is dead. Despite arrests and disciplinary action by their schools, student protesters nationwide continue to call for Israel to end its offensive in Gaza and for universities to divest from companies with links to the Israeli military. CBS's Elise Preston reports from UCLA.
Inside this pro-Palestinian encampment at UCLA, hundreds of students and faculty members voice their solidarity. They say they'll be here as long as it takes. And UCLA says there's no timeline for the university to get rid of this encampment. Do you feel safe with this encampment and with the counter-protesters?
We don't feel safe with the counter-protesters, but we think that we're building a community here that cares about safety.
Backers of a ban on gender care for minors in Kansas failed to override the governor's veto. Another storm is threatening to bring fierce winds, and it's taking aim at tornado-ravaged Oklahoma, where hard-hit communities are attempting to push past this weekend's deadly twisters. Four people, including a baby, died in Sulphur. Murray County Emergency Management Director Brian McDaniel credits the additional resources that have arrived and vows,
"We will bring this community back, and we'll be better than ever, and we're a strong community. We got strong people helping us. Outpouring is fantastic, and we'll be back, I promise you."
At least 45 people have died in Kenya as a dam breaks and floodwaters sweep away houses and cars. BBC reporter Barbara Plett-Usher has more.
Water taking so much with it, cars, trees, houses. I'm looking at an uprooted tree right now, a damaged car. Dozens of people were taken by the water and have been killed. There's still ongoing searching for bodies, as well as just people wandering around trying to get their heads around what a great disaster this has been.
The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from Elon Musk over a settlement with securities regulators that requires him to get approval in advance of some tweets that relate to his electric vehicle company, Tesla. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 here on WTOP on this Monday evening, April 29th, 2024. Tysons at 76 and falling to the 60s in places. Good evening. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour as we stay on top of the college campus demonstrations here and across the nation over the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. The overwhelming majority of protesters are pro-Palestinian. Many are calling on their universities to cut financial ties to Israel because of the war. Some Jewish students, as well as supporters of Israel, say these protests have strayed into anti-Semitism. Today is the last day, or now last night, of classes at George Washington University here in D.C., as demonstrations in Foggy Bottom have continued for a fifth night.
This is Liana Golden with 7 News, reporting from George Washington University, where right now we're seeing hundreds of students and members of the public alike gathering for a listening session. They're sitting right outside their tents, milling about on the U Yard encampment as they listen to their peers and organizers of this protest voice their demand for the university to divest from business with Israel. They're continuing to stay united here. They say they will remain as long as it takes for those demands to be met. We know that several students were suspended. That doesn't seem to be stopping them from continuing. The university says they can't comment on specific cases, but will plan to hold students accountable. Now, today was the last day of classes. Finals and graduation are looming, but students again say they're not going anywhere. As of now, the university says there are no plans to delay commencement ceremonies. We will continue to keep an eye on the situation as nighttime falls on this encampment here at George Washington University.
That is 7 News reporter Liana Golden, reporting for our partners at 7 News from Foggy Bottom. Two teenagers have been arrested and charged as adults in the mass shooting 2 weeks ago in a park in Greenbelt. WTOP's Dick Giuliano with that.
Prince George's County State's Attorney Aisha Braveboy says the 14 and 16-year-olds accused of shooting 5 people are being charged as adults.
Any serious offense, especially those that potentially carry life sentences, like attempted first-degree murder, these cases will be taken seriously.
The shootings April 19th happened in Schramm Hills Park during an unsanctioned senior skip day. Greenbelt City Manager Josue Salmarone says the community's relieved the arrests have been made and the shooting victims survived.
All the victims of this unfortunate incident have been discharged from the hospital and are on their way to recovery.
The teens are facing multiple charges and the case will be presented to a grand jury. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
The emergency weekend curfew for teenagers at National Harbor has come and gone with no reported violations. The curfew requires kids 16 and younger to have an adult with them on the weekends from 5 p.m. to 6 a.m. Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. It was put in place after a huge fight broke out between hundreds of teens earlier this month. Prince George's County Police say as many as 800 young people were involved in fighting, vandalism, and stealing at National Harbor. The county council is now working on passing legislation that it was emergency legislation that would expand the youth curfew. Well, still to come here on WTOP, we, of course, have your full forecast. We broke a record at Dulles Airport, 91 degrees today. That's hotter than it's ever been on this date in past years. And we tied a record at BWI Marshall. Again, we're talking 91 degrees. Still ahead as well this evening on WTOP, D.C. gets a best restaurant ranking and the best bar ranking, too. Stay with us for all that on WTOP with traffic and weather in about 60 seconds.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
A deeper look at the threat into theft of data breaches involving perhaps even your medical records. The consumer man, Herb Weisbaum, he's along at 11:15 tonight to talk about that. Stay with us here on WTOP.
Before you use AI to transform your agency, you need to begin with trust. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, we're going to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center. Thank you, Dimitri. The major backups continue in the Beltway in Virginia. The inner loop, you're going to find just one left lane blocked, starting around the Dulles Tow Road, heading up to the American Legion Bridge. The backups, because of this bridge work, start prior to the Dulles Tow Road. Once you cross over the river, though, you're okay. We're told that there's some road work set up near River Road, but not seeing it, and there are no delays in the Maryland portion of the Beltway. Then you also have some road work going on in the Beltway out loop in Virginia, south of the state line to just north of Chain Bridge, with all lanes to the left blocked, only the far right lane open. That is causing just a brief delay, again, because of the bridge work as you come across the American Legion Bridge. The other major slow spot is in Virginia, northbound 95. You find the left lane closed on the way to Virginia 610 in Garrisonville, then two left lanes closed on the approach to Russell Road. You finally break free on the approach to Joplin Road, although we're told there's going to be road work there tonight on that ramp from southbound 95 to Joplin Road. We'll let you know when that happens in the overnight hours, but that is causing the delays on the northbound side of 95 that start to north, that start to prior to 610. Also, road work going on 95 northbound between 606 Mud Tavern Road and US 17 in Spotsylvania. You find the left lane is blocked. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we go to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Tracking heat today, and soon our next weather maker bringing rain around 90 degrees today. That's record-setting heat for some neighborhoods today. Our temperatures this evening will be dropping down through the 80s, 70s, and 60s by early Tuesday morning. Expect temperatures slightly less intense for Tuesday, 85 to 90 degrees, with some late evening showers. Shower chances expected Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, DuPont Circle 77, Germantown 75, Annandale 75, slowly dropping into the 60s in a few places. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour with Jeff Claybaugh.
Google will spend $1 billion to expand data center operations in Loudoun and Prince William counties. Seven homes in the D.C. area sold for more than $7 million in April. That's a one-month record, including a $10.5 million sale in Langley Farms. Capitol Hill Indian restaurant Daru makes Food & Wine's 2024 Best Restaurants list. Allegory at the Eaton Hotel makes its Best Bars list. The Dow finished Monday's session up 146 points. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets are all higher. Tokyo stocks up 1.5%. South Korea's KOSPI, 0.5% higher. Hong Kong, up 0.5% as well. Still to come here on WTOP, protecting your medical records. What's in them? A lot of data breaches this past year. We'll hear from the consumer man, Herb Weisbaum, about protecting yourself. It's 11:11.
The following is a paid message.
His name was Roberto Clemente, and as the 72 baseball season came to its final day, he had nothing left to prove. He'd won four batting titles, the MVP of the 71 World Series, and he had 2,999 hits. Hi, this is Lon Solomon. You know, Clemente had decided to sit out that last game, but a friend told him he better play because, as he said, you never know what's going to happen. Well, Clemente played that day and got his 3,000th hit, then died in a tragic plane crash 3 months later. All this reminds me of the bumper sticker that says, a lot of people who plan to repent at the 11th hour die at 10:30, which is why the Bible says now is the day of salvation. Hey, if you're planning to turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life, why not take the advice given to Clemente and do it now? Not a sermon, just a thought.
For more information, check out our website, notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
Still ahead here on WTOP, Carrie Wright is the new state superintendent for Maryland Public Schools. What's her plan? That's on the way later this half hour. We have more news in about 60 seconds.
Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work. Work. From ordering to reporting, we even keep your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy.
You're not having any lasagna?
All I can taste is hours of expense reports.
Relax, you used Easy Cater. Enjoy the food, Ray.
Oh, no, thanks. That's...
Enjoy it?
That's... amazing.
Yes, Ray, it is amazing. 100,000 restaurants and everything you need to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
There are more identity threats than you realize.
Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 11:14, and good to have you here tonight on WTOP. Data breaches of medical records hit a record high last year. The enormous amount of personal information compromised in these breaches is not only a threat to patient privacy, it's fueling an increase in identity theft. Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at Checkbook.org, has been investigating this growing cyber threat.
It's estimated that the health records of 133 million people, about one in three Americans, were compromised last year. Hackers are drawn to medical files, especially hospital records, because they're a treasure trove of useful information they can use in a variety of ways.
It's not necessarily the diagnosis and all the other things that feel deeply personal. It's things like your financial information, your social security number, your medical record number, your insurance numbers.
Eva Velasquez is president and CEO of the nonprofit Identity Theft Resource Center in San Diego.
Most of that information can be used to commit other types of identity fraud, not just medical, financial, to apply for government benefits. There's just a host of different things that they can use it for. They can also do other things like get medical goods or services in your name, durable medical equipment. They can even get prescriptions in your name.
Hackers are always looking for easy targets. And right now, that's the healthcare industry, according to James Lee, the Identity Theft Resource Center's chief operating officer. He told Checkbook medical facilities and doctor's offices often have less security than other companies.
It's entirely possible that if you haven't been impacted by a healthcare breach, you're going to be in the future.
When someone else uses your medical identity to get prescriptions or procedures, that can create erroneous medical records and cause all kinds of problems. You could fail a physical exam for employment, or be unable to buy life insurance, or receive improper treatment when rushed to emergency. So, how do you protect yourself? Read your explanation of benefit statements. This report from your health insurance provider lists the medical purchases that have been billed to your health insurance policy. Because this notice usually says this is not a bill, it's easy to ignore. Don't. It won't take that long to read it, and it could be your first indication that something is wrong. Review your medical records throughout the year. This is easy to do if you have access via an online portal. Make sure your records are accurate. What conditions have been diagnosed? What prescription drugs are listed? Check past and upcoming appointments. If anything seems wrong, contact your medical provider right away. Use unique and strong passwords for your online medical accounts and limit what you carry in your purse or wallet. Now, if you think you've been the victim of identity theft, medical or otherwise, contact the Identity Theft Resource Center at idtheftcenter.org. You can talk or chat with a trained advisor who will help you figure out what to do. The service is free.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum is a contributing editor at checkbook.org. Read more at WTOP.com, search medical. That's WTOP.com, search medical. Top stories we're working on here on WTOP. Four law enforcement officers are dead, four others wounded as they tried to serve a warrant in North Carolina. The latest on ongoing campus demonstrations against the Gaza war. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead on WTOP. Talk about heat records at local airports, at least one. And also the latest on Maryland schools, the new boss there, and what her plans are. Stay with us.
When you think spring, you probably think flowers blooming and beautiful days outdoors. Well, now you should also think of MGM National Harbor. Enjoy some of your favorite slot machines on our outdoor gaming terrace. And it's patio season at our restaurants and nightlife lounge. Plus, don't miss our all-new conservatory display paying tribute to the DMV's historic landmarks. Celebrate spring at MGM National Harbor. Monumental happens here. Must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or 1-800-GAMBLER.
11:18 with traffic and weather on the 8s. And when it breaks, Ken Berger in the traffic center.
Thank you, Dimitri. In Maryland, you got the closure 198 eastbound at 295 because of the accident. It looks like traffic squeezing by on that far right shoulder. Minimal delays. 95 southbound near the Howard County Rust area had a vehicle fire. That looks to be cleared. Not seeing any major delay past that scene. On the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue in Montgomery County, you'll find the left lane is blocked because of the broken down vehicle. And then in Virginia, major delays continue on the inner loop. The work zone reduces everything to one lane on the beltway over to the left between the toll road and the American Legion Bridge. The three right lanes are closed. This is because of ongoing bridge work. A very slow roll that starts prior to the Dulles Toll Road. Also have work going on the beltway's outer loop, again down to one lane because of this, with delays starting just south of the Potomac River. Once you clear that, though, once you clear the Georgetown Pike on the outer loop, looks okay as you make your way past 66 all the way to Springfield. Then southbound 95, you got work zones in various locations, but the more solid one is on the northbound side where you find the left lane closed on the approach to Aquia Harbor near Virginia 610 Garrisonville Road. Then two left lanes are closed as you make your way to Russell Road, and that's where the delays, that's where you break free. So this is causing a rather solid delay coming out of Aquia Harbor heading up to Quantico Triangle. Once you clear that, though, the ride past Dumfries to the Occoquan and all up to Springfield is doing okay with no major delays. You do have road work going on in Fredericksburg, northbound 95 between Mud Tavern Road and 17 in Spotsylvania, left lane closed. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Next, we're going to Veronica Johnson. She is 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Dry conditions, but a warm evening out there after a day that had some summery heat in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. This evening, our temperatures drop off quickly through the 80s and 70s by late this evening. Will be about 60 to 65 degrees by your early Tuesday morning. A dry start to the day, dry for your lunchtime, and dry for the afternoon and evening rush. Now, it's after 7 p.m. on Tuesday where we could have a few isolated showers and maybe even a stray thunderstorm. I have our high temperatures between 85 and 89 degrees for Tuesday, and then in the lower 80s on Wednesday as the rain moves out, skies will gradually clear. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tonight at DuPont Circle 77, Germantown 75, Annandale 75. Some parts of our area could fall to the 60s overnight. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Straight ahead here on WTOP, what about the heat records broken today? Just 60 seconds away.
Every year, over 300 businesses start right here in Prince William County.
And I'm one of them. I'm Stefano Marzano with Mighty Meals. We deliver healthy, locally sourced, chef-prepared meals right to our customers' doors. The support we received from Prince William County has been instrumental to our growth and expansion into our new commercial kitchen in Gainesville.
Go to pwcstartups.com to learn how our economic development team can help your business. That's pwcstartups.com.
Want to skip the long lines and cramped airplane seats this summer? Then go where you want, when you want, with no limits. That's the freedom of an RV. Go RVing has everything you need to plan an unforgettable RV adventure. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WTOP News.
11:22, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us today. Summer came early, hitting 91 degrees across the D.C. region. It was so hot, today's temperatures broke a record at Dulles International and tied a 50-year record at BWI Marshall. 91 degrees in both cases. Going into today, the heat record for today's date, April 29th, at Dulles was 89. That was set back in 2017. The record at BWI Marshall was 91, set in 1974. We tied it today. Tomorrow will be hotter again than average. The heat will be less intense. Carrie Wright is the newly chosen state superintendent of Maryland Public Schools, and she's trying to fix the way the state measures academic success. She is telling the Baltimore Banner that means changing the state test, revamping the standards for English, math, and social studies, and improving the virtual hub that measures the success of each public school. She says the goal is to give you a clearer view of how well your children are taught. A growing number of people who never smoked are being diagnosed with lung cancer. WTOP's Neil Augenstein says a new study aims to better understand the genetic risk of developing this disease. They're looking for study participants.
The test for this is very simple. It's a blood draw.
Lori Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer, they're expanding their earlier published research that showed that people who are diagnosed with cancer with a particular DNA mutation could pass on that risk.
If you've had a family predisposition to this and you have been diagnosed, then perhaps your children could have a blood test to see if, in fact, they may carry a similar mutation.
The study will track participants over the 5-year study to look for anything suspicious, since finding lung cancer early increases the chances of a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A student accused of making a threat on Instagram against Osborne Park High School in Manassas is under arrest. The suspect is 17 years old. Investigators say the threat to the school was not real. The suspect will be taken to court rather than processed through the juvenile justice system. As we get more information this week, we'll bring it to you here and at WTOP.com. It does look like Apple will be incorporating artificial intelligence hardware into future products that you may be buying. Next week, the tech giant will launch its newest iPad at a Let Loose event, and in June, they'll announce new generative AI features. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur joined us here earlier on WTOP to talk about how revolutionary this tech is for the industry, if at all.
OpenAI, which is one of the most popular startups out there, their ChatGPT has become one of the most widely used consumer products on the planet. And part of its success has been that this type of technology is useful for certain things, right? It's useful to help people kind of imagine what they could do, either putting together a letter or being able to even write a limerick for a birthday. I mean, you name it. And so in a lot of ways, Apple introducing this in their technologies is not going to be revolutionary in the same way as OpenAI has kind of changed the way the tech industry looks.
CBS's Ian Schur there. Apple tends to make this technology easier to use, he says, which does help to popularize it all.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum, solving what's next for the intelligence community.
It's 11:25. Let's go to Rob Woodford.
The Nationals completed their first 4-game sweep of the Marlins in 10 years with a 7-2 victory in front of only about 6,300 fans in Miami. C.J. Abrams would homer early. Jake Irvin pitched a strong 6 innings to rebound from a bad outing, and the Nats would put it away with a 4-run 7th inning. Dave Martinez.
I mean, that was big. I mean, these guys, they needed to understand that, hey, we got to tack on some more runs because some of these guys, if they had a pitch today, wouldn't be available tomorrow. So, I mean, they did a great job of fighting and getting those extra runs. So, like I